If you travel a lot for work or for vacation, you might be familiar with that feeling you get knowing you're leaving your space unused for long periods of time and you're still paying for that privilege. But hosting on Airbnb means you don't have to leave your home sitting empty when you're away. Being an Airbnb host isn't just a way to earn some extra cash. It's a chance to share your space and make a guest's vacation all the more memorable. You might be thinking, maybe my place isn't the right fit, but don't write it off just yet. Your potential Airbnb might be right in front of you. Whether it's a spare room or even your entire home, there's an opportunity waiting. Airbnb turns your home into a practical and even profitable venture. We just got back from a family trip to Hawaii where we stayed in a great Airbnb, but our place back home could have been a highlight to somebody else's travels, and we could have used the extra cash to help pay for the trip. So if you're curious about hosting on Airbnb, find out how much your space could be worth by visiting airbnb.com/host. Once again, that's airbnb.com/host. Side Hustle Show 135, brainstorming a new affiliate site from scratch. Is this thing a go or a no-go?
Welcome to the Side Hustle Show, where aspiring part-time entrepreneurs learn how to turn their side hustle dreams into reality. Because your 9-to-5 may make you a living, but your 5-to-9 makes you alive. And now, your host, Nick Loper.
What's up? What's up? Nick Loper here. Welcome to the Side Hustle Show. This is episode 135. It's all about brainstorming an affiliate marketing site from scratch. You're going to look over my shoulder as I evaluate a new business opportunity, a new niche. And actually, this is Side Hustle Show history. I periscoped as I was creating this recording. I'm periscoping as we were creating this recording and was attempting to do a screen recording video to repurpose to YouTube, trying to be a content marketing ninja. Unfortunately, the screen recording did not take, but we've got the audio and we've got the periscope. So tons of fun. Thank you to everyone who joined on the live periscope. Love to see those hearts coming up as we were recording. And to everyone else, welcome to the Side Hustle Show. This will be a fun one, pretty quick and dirty, just me on this Friday edition for you, and let's get into it, talking about affiliate marketing. And actually, an affiliate site is probably the wrong thing to call it, where you probably should call it, hey, I'm going to build a branded site that is monetized with affiliate relationships. That's kind of just a shift in thinking that has taken me a while to come across, but that's probably how I would prepare this. So the initial idea I came up with was for, the meal delivery services, like, you know, here I'm on the Blue Apron homepage. This is one that we've tested out in the past. Gobble is another one that we've tested out in the past. I'm on the site for Table Runner. How it works is they, you know, send you 3 or 4 meals in a box, and they give you all the ingredients. You just prepare it from scratch. Like, you don't have to go grocery shopping. They just send it right to you. You don't have to worry about meal planning. I thought this is kind of a cool business, and because this is kind of a trendy thing, maybe there's an affiliate opportunity here to be the review platform for all these different box services. Test them out, see which ones you like best. I mean, there's some fun content you could create, do the unboxing videos, all that sort of thing, and see where this goes. See if this might be an affiliate opportunity. That's kind of the initial idea that I came up with, and feel free to steal that. The meal delivery service review site. And I think there's an opportunity in general to review the products and services that aren't being reviewed on Amazon. Because, you know, for everything, there's, you know, for physical products, I'm generally going to go to Amazon for reviews. But for other things, like, that's where the opportunity lies in, you know, building a review platform. And there's some plugins for WordPress that you can use to get this done. So, you know, I'm looking at Blue Apron, I'm looking at Table Runner, and so my first kind of step in doing this is just to see the market research for, what's out there. And so I've listed out, I was able to find 10 or 11 different meal delivery services at you know, similar price points, you know, Blue Apron being one, Plated being one, Gobble being one. And so I'm looking at my spreadsheet right now, and I've kind of itemized out, hey, what's the price per delivery, what's the price per meal? Importantly, do they have an affiliate program? Do they have a referral program? We're going to be able to monetize this. And just some notes on, you know, general preliminary notes on, hey, where do they deliver? There's going to be one area of weakness. We'll get into that in a minute for these services. Hey, not all of them are nationwide just yet. And curiously, I found a lot of these through retargeting on Facebook. Like, what's their initial offer? Like, hey, we're going to give you you know, your first two meals free, you're going to get your first delivery for free. They're trying to hook people in. So you know they're investing in customer acquisition, which is a good sign, even if they don't have an affiliate program just now. So we're going to get into that in a second. So here's my list of merchants. I would love to see probably more than 10 or 12 to somebody on Periscope is saying, I tap your face and make hearts. Thank you guys so much. I love seeing the hearts fly up over there. For podcast listeners, though, this might be one area of weakness for the site is there's not a huge breadth of merchants out there. So that may limit the amount of content that's going into it. Next up, I'm looking at Google AdWords Keyword Planner. And you just, if you type in Keyword Planner AdWords or Keyword Planner for Google, you'll get over to AdWords. And what I'm looking for in here is just to get an idea of the monthly volume. Who's looking for this stuff? Like, is anybody looking for this stuff? So I typed in meal delivery service, dinner box, Blue Apron alternatives, Blue Apron review, especially for the reviews, I think would be valuable keywords. Plated review, meal planning, just to get an idea of what's out there. Kind of do a brain dump at this stage, see what the general volume is. And at the top of the list, Blue Apron came back with 368,000 monthly searches, which was kind of surprisingly high. And then I realized, hey, some people might actually be looking for like a Blue Apron to wear, not necessarily the meal delivery service. So those numbers are probably inflated. But some of the other ones, like Plated Review, Munchery, like very targeted searches, and still pretty healthy search volume on those. So yeah, pretty compelling data there. The next thing I'm looking at is kind of the Google Trends. This is something I probably didn't look at before, but something that I would look at now to try and catch a rising trend. Like, hey, is this a search term or is this a service business that's on the rise or on the decline? So I typed in dinner box, I typed in meal delivery service, and it looks like both of those are trending up. And one cool thing is if I add in Blue Apron, you can see that they are way above anything else. Lots and lots of searches and still definitely an upward trend on that. So far I'm thinking, hey, this might be a pretty compelling business, pretty compelling site to build, but there's still some other things to consider. So next, what I would probably go into is what I would call a SWOT analysis. If you remember from B School, this is strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. And so what I see as strength in this market is, hey, there's no one really in this space yet. Now, if I look up, you know, Plated Reviews, for example, I can see that there are a handful of sites that are reviewing this service. A handful of sites specifically targeted to subscription box companies, reviewing subscription box companies, which I didn't really know, that's a great niche. And that's a little bit broader. So there might be an opportunity to be the go-to person for, you know, specifically for meal delivery services. There are also some entrenched players, like I'm looking at Yelp, I'm looking at Money Under 30, I'm looking at Lifehacker on the first page. So there's some pretty established sites out there, so that might be a weakness here. But other strengths, hey, this is a growing market according to Google Trends, even according to the Keyword Planner. You can see a definite upward trend in the chart, so on these search terms. So kind of an interesting spot there. Plus, I think it'd be fun to create some content around this. Like, you could do the unboxing videos. You could do, filming, you're making the videos in the kitchen. You could talk about, you know, the nutritional content. You could really create the go-to resource for these things. Green Bean Delivery Service has a $20 referral fee, says Rob on Periscope. That's a new one. I'm going to add that to my meal delivery research sheet here. Green Bean, but not nationwide. We'll add that in. Thank you so much. And I think it would be some fun content that you could create around there.
When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out a job search and hit the ground running with your new hire. But what if you could get rid of the search part and just get matched with qualified candidates? Well, now you can with our sponsor, Indeed. It's simple. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. The matching and hiring platform is trusted by over 3.5 million businesses worldwide to connect with great talent faster. And 93% of employers agree that Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. For my next hire, I'm using Indeed to tap into a talent pool of 350 million unique monthly visitors. And what else is cool is Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use it, the better it gets. And how about this? Side Hustle Show listeners get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Side Hustle Show. Just go to Indeed.com/Side Hustle Show right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Side Hustle Show. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. If you travel a lot for work or for vacation, you might be familiar with that feeling you get knowing you're leaving your space unused for long periods of time and you're still paying for that privilege. But hosting on Airbnb means you don't have to leave your home sitting empty when you're away. Being an Airbnb host isn't just a way to earn some extra cash. It's a chance to share your space and make a guest's vacation all the more memorable. You might be thinking, maybe my place isn't the right fit, but don't write it off just yet. Your potential Airbnb might be right in front of you. Whether it's a spare room or even your entire home, there's an opportunity waiting. Airbnb turns your home into a practical and even profitable venture. We just got back from a family trip to Hawaii where we stayed in a great Airbnb, but our place back home could have been a highlight to somebody else's travels, and we could have used the extra cash to help pay for the trip. So if you're curious about hosting on Airbnb, find out how much your space could be worth by visiting airbnb.com/host. Once again, that's airbnb.com/host.
Weaknesses, and I'm going to refer back to this spreadsheet. In terms of the weaknesses, one of the biggest weaknesses that I see is that not a lot of these programs have a dedicated affiliate program. In fact, Plated is the only one that has an official affiliate program through a third-party service. Some of the other ones, based on my research, have kind of a referral fee built in. Like, hey, you can refer new members to get like discounts off your future subscription box, which is cool. Getting free food is cool. But in the example of Plated, you know, $5 per order is not a really exciting, not a really exciting commission. So one fear of mine in this, hey, this is kind of a low margin business. Like, shipping costs are expensive, especially when you're dealing with food. And there's just not a lot of margin built into this. This is a kind of a $60 to $70 price point per week. And, you know, these businesses are spending money to attract new customers, but they have kind of a high cost structure as well. Now, Rob mentioned Green Bean has $20 referral fee. I think that's a fantastic commission. That's certainly better than the $5 from Plated. And you may run into, on the weaknesses side, that, you know, not all, and he kind of mentioned this too, not all of these services are nationwide. And I think that's kind of a risk too. If you end up generating traffic from a certain area and your favorite service is just not available to that customer, like, that's kind of a bad position to be in as well. So not all services delivering nationwide, I think that's a weakness. On the opportunity side, going to the O in the SWOT analysis, the lack of affiliate programs could actually be an opportunity in your space, because you know these companies are spending money on marketing, you know, to grow their subscription base. And so you could actually negotiate your own terms. You might be able to negotiate a private offer. It's really tough to do that without building the site first, because you'd be like, hey, I'm going to build this greatest site in the world for, you know, meal delivery boxes. So it's kind of a chicken and the egg thing. In the past, I had enough critical mass of other companies that did have referral programs that, okay, it makes sense to go ahead and build this type of site. But in this case, I don't know if it's there. Another opportunity might be, hey, you know, people are interested in these services. They might be interested in complementary offerings. So if the straight affiliate monetization isn't going to work, or is just not a big enough dollar volume, there might be some complementary services, meal planning services, other outsourcing service. Hey, this person is trying to be more efficient with their life. I don't want to be bothered with shopping and, you know, cooking and stuff. So there might be something else that you could build if you could build an audience around there. On the threat side, hey, you know, what if this is a flash in the pan service that, you know, is going away? Other threats, you know, the entrenched competition out there, it might be something to look at. So after kind of doing this analysis, you know, the idea generation, the market research, the trend watching, you know, checking out the competition, analyzing the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, you're kind of faced with a go, no-go decision. And in my mind, you know, despite some of the things that look attractive to this opportunity, this is probably a no-go for me. And that's why I'll put it out there. As if somebody else wants to run with this and see what's going on, one benefit might be, hey, if I have a business around this, maybe I can get meal delivery services for free as a write-off. So check with your accountant on that. But if it is a go, I would check, my next step would be, you know, coming up with a domain name, right? And so I was looking at GoDaddy and I see that meal delivery service reviews.com. If you want to go old school, exact match keyword, that is available for $2.99. Or if you want to go something a little more brandable, you could use a tool like namemesh.com. It's kind of a slick interface here. You type in keywords, it'll give you domain suggestions. So if you want to build like a brandable thing, I see that mealmartha.com is available, kind of a short, memorable thing. You could create a little cartoon logo and have some fun with it. That might be fun. And after I get the domain, the next step is really, you know, to go about and test these services out and create mail delivery service. Yes, much higher margins, says Rob. I love it. And but meal delivery service. And going out and creating the content around that. And it's just a challenge to get this thing off the ground. So probably a no-go for me at this point, but hopefully this is given some insight into what my kind of brainstorming process would be on the affiliate marketing front. And thanks to everyone who tuned in on Periscope for this, and to all the Side Hustle Show listeners, thank you so much for tuning in. Until next time, let's go out there, make something happen, and I'll see you in the next edition of the Side Hustle Show. Thanks, Chanel. Thanks, Rob. We'll catch you guys next time.
Thanks for listening to the Side Hustle Show at www.sidehustlenation.com.